Hello, I'm Nisi with Tree Shaker Podcast, and today is February 1st. So all month, I'm going to be talking about how to love yourself. I know it's kind of, you know, cliche. It's February, it's supposed to be about love and romance and all of those things. But I just want to speak from a place of having the mirror in front of you. If you don't know how to love yourself, the expectation of how others will love you will be blurred. So today we're just going to talk really quick about the difference between loving yourself and self-love. And how does this relate to your professional life and your career, or your personal life? So first of all, let's set the standards straight. Loving yourself is how you feel. It's your self-esteem, it's your self-acceptance, and self-care is the action that you put behind how you love yourself. So for example, we typically deflect the love that doesn't resonate with us. So if somebody gives you a compliment and you don't believe it, it doesn't resonate, it doesn't match. So if you don't feel good about your body or the way you look, and someone says, oh my gosh, you look so beautiful today, it doesn't resonate, it doesn't reflect what we feel about ourselves. And so those are the things that we have to work on. Those are those inside jobs that we have to work on to increase our self-esteem, to increase our self-acceptance. This is who I am right now, today. You know, I may not have the body that I thought I would have. I may not have maybe the makeup technique that I thought I would have. My face may not be asymmetrical. There's just, the list goes on and on. But the truth is, how you love yourself is going to reflect in every aspect of your life. Trust me when I say this. If you love yourself, like truly love yourself, you will not accept below standard anything, especially in your professional life. So if I love myself, if I have great self-acceptance, great self-esteem, I'm not going to be okay submitting to an environment that says otherwise, because you know your worth, you know your value, you know what you bring to the table, you know those things because you love yourself, just like you would if it was your kid. I love my kid. He's a great kid. He does great things. He should not be accepting ... fill in the blank. That's how you have to love yourself. So I challenge you all in the month of February to find ways to love yourself. And don't forget, there's a difference between loving yourself and self-care. Self-care are the things that we do as actions. You know, if you don't love yourself, then the things that you do as actions will also be very small. Some people feel like self-care is, you know, manicure, pedicure. And that's great. Nothing's wrong with that. Some people feel like it's a massage. Again, nothing wrong with that. For me, my self-care is an accomplishment of a to-do list that I've been putting off. It's lurking over my head. It's driving me crazy. I want to get it done, and I haven't done it. I love myself enough to complete the tasks that are important to me. That can also be self-care. Going to get your oil changed, that is self-care too. Paying your bills on time, that's self-care. Anything that will diminish the burden or weight or chaos internally is self-care. But you first have to understand loving yourself before you start your self-care is critical. Can you do them at the same time? Absolutely. Can you have both deficiencies in loving yourself and self-care? Yes. But you can also have abundance in both. So for the month of February, I challenge all of you to really examine how you're loving yourself, how your self-esteem measures, how your self-acceptance is. Understanding those things will free you to do different types of self-care. So whether it's the oil change or a massage, you'll know that you're doing the things to take care of yourself. By setting this foundation for yourself, you really let people know how they can manage you as well. Because you love yourself enough to know you're not going to be involved in any shady business deal. You love yourself enough to know that what you bring to the table matters. You love yourself enough to know that before you walk into the room, before you have achieved any great success, you're of value and you're worthy. And coming from that place is the most important position you can have in your personal and professional career. I'm Niecy, and this is Tree Shaker Podcast. Happy February, and enjoy loving yourself.